Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 18th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Chanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about threats by Zimbabwe's president to punish human rights activists and other issues.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's utterances that Zimbabwe will punish human rights activists and the retirement of some army generals.
President Mnangagwa says his government will punish human rights activists, including doctors and lawyers who are believed to have assisted protesters in any way who staged public protests over the high cost of living in Zimbabwe in January this year. Doctors treated the injured, while some lawyers took care of people who were arrested following nationwide protests.
We will also focus on Mnangagwa's move to retire four generals, and that is Major General Douglas Nikaharamba, Major General Martin Chedondo, Air Vice Marshal Shepa Shumba Yawonda, and Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Major General Sanyatwe, who led the Presidential Guard, told an inquiry into last year's post-election violence that one of his soldiers caught on video shooting into a crowd was firing into the air at a 45-degree angle.
Major General Nikayaramba has openly declared that he is a ZANU-PF activist. Their retirement comes at a time when Vice President retired General Constantino Chiwenga, who is believed to be the brains behind Mnangagwa's rise to power, is hospitalized in India for an undisclosed ailment.
And in another development, Tendai Biti of the MTC led by Nelson Chamisa was fined $200 for prematurely announcing election results last year.
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yeah, ndingalithola njani zulukandaba namhlanje siyahlangana ku Live Talk. Lapho sikhuluma khona ngendaba ezingani zimqodo kwele Zimbabwe khona ngale, kumbe ngithi zimqoka kwele Zimbabwe. Lapho ke sikhuluma ngokukhulunywe ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Ukade kukhuluma sibile sithi labo abantu okhanya zani bancedisa labo ababejengisela emgwaqweni kumele bejeziswe. Lapha ke sikhuluma ke ngamadokotela kuzobuya abalwela ilungelo likaZulu abangani bayenza okuthiyeneyo. Lapha ke kuqela njalo amagqwetha. So ke sizwe ke umongameli Mnangagwa ekhuluma emhlanganweni awenzileyo eralini esithi ya kumele sibile kuthathwe amanyathelo angazala nzima. Ye, kuzobuya ke siyaphinda sikhulume ngokwenziwe umongameli namhlanje osetheke sokumele abanye o-general baye zihlalela ngkhaya. Kodwa kabasuze beyehlala ngkhaya ukuthi baya ezindlini kukhanya ngazani ke bazahamba baye kwamanye amazwe lapha bamela khona ilizwe leZimbabwe. So ke kukhanya ngazani baba ngama-diplomats. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ke ukuthi lithini ngokususwa esikhundleni kwa-Major General Douglas Nikaharamba, samkhumbulo Nikaharamba sibili wathi yena usekela ibandla leZANU-PF. Kuzobuya ke uMajor General Martin Chitondo kanye lo A Marshal Shepa Shumba Yawonda kanye lo Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Sanyatwe lisakhumbula laphana ke isotsha lasithi likakhanya lidubula abantu. Yena wasesithi isotsha leliyana kwakukhanya ngazani alidubuli bantu kodwa ke kwakukhanya ukuthi umbhobho ukhombele ebantwini. Kusenziwa inquiry liyana kaMotlanthe lisakhumbula sibili. So ke ulayo sekuthiwa hayi hamba ngkhaya ndoda. Kodwa ke kwenzakala konke lokhu u-retired general ongu-vice president uKosatino Chiwenga kuzwakala ke ese-India khona ngale lapho ayalatsho khona asikwazi ukuthi ubulawa kwini. Wande, kunjalo kufuji.
Ndiripo dure. Nasi, tino kuchanga mzaine mfaro mchi rongwa chedi che live talk. Tirikutarisa zirikitika muzimbabwe. Tishitata zikutu sei za kata orwa ne zirikuta orwa ne mtunga miru enyika wa Emmerson Mnangagwa. Awo wabulisa mashu kukuti wanwese wakabatira wanu. Panguva yekuratidzira masvondo mashomana nafura vacharangwa nehurumende yavo izvi zvinotevera kubatsirwa kwakaitwa vanhu kana kuti kubatsira kwakaita mamwe vanhu vachiremba nemamwe magweta vachibatsira vanhu vakanga vashungurudzwa panguva yekuratidzira. Saka mutungamiri wenyika unoda kuti vanachiremba yavavo namagweta yavayo varangwe kuti vakabatsirire vanhu panguva iyoyo iyo. Chimwe zvaya chatoda kuti titarise ku atisi kuzva kuti tingati kuregeswa basa here kana kuti kupiridzirwa pamabasa kwaitwa majeneral anosvika mana anotarisirwa kuti vachapiwa zvimwe zvinzvimbo kunze kwebasa ravanga vachiita mumauto. Majeneral vanosanganisira General Douglas nyika yaramba, Major General Martin Chedondo, Air Vice Marshal Sheva Shumba Yaonda na Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. Ndo vanzi vachakwidzirwa kuti vabviswa kumauto numutungamiri wenyika. Tichatarisa zvekare zvaitika kuna vatendai biti nhasi ava vanonzi vakwanikwa vaine mhosva yokutaura zvakabuda musarudzo nguva isati yasvika uyezve vasina mvumo. Vakanzi vabvisiswe mari inoita madhora mazana maviri. Saka tichakange tichitarisavo nenyaya iyoyo. Ndoda kukuyeudzidza zvekare kuti chirongwa ichi chiri kubuda live pa Facebook pages yedu VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona ne VOA Ndevele. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi sekutaura kwatamboita, tifonerei kuti tumireiwo message pa namba dze WhatsApp dzinoti 001 202 619 2077. Isu tigokufonerai mugotitaurirawo zvamunofunga. Do it.
Yes, I think our first guest is Mr. Charles Mutsekwa. Mr. Charles Mutsekwa is with the MTC Alliance. Mr. Mutsekwa, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening to you and thank you.
Thank you so much. And what can you say about the utterances of Mr. Mnangagwa's utterances? Actually, we are told that he said, you know, those people who actually assisted in any way protesters should be punished. You know, here we're talking about doctors and human rights lawyers.
Look, there is one thing that is becoming so prominent with Emmerson Mnangagwa at the moment, that he's now familiar for speaking completely out of step. And you begin to wonder whether the man is still okay. Because firstly, you know, these are good Samaritans who came to the rescue of people who had been punished by his own government. And for him to turn around and then blame the good Samaritans, you know, you can't imagine what he's talking about, you know.
And in any way, do you have? Let me put it this way: when it comes to some of those issues, and the MTC Alliance is actually listening, are you not the target, you know, in this case?
Sorry, are we not the
targets? Are you not being targeted by the president and his government? Instead of him pointing out that doctors and human rights lawyers are to blame for some of these things, is the target not MTC?
Well, it doesn't matter. We have always been, you know, we are his main challenger. We won the elections last year. So naturally, we are number one enemy to him. So we have stopped worrying about that at the moment. But we get worried. If this, you know, if he's targeting us as politicians, we are ready for it. Because this is the reason why we went into this game. We are ready for it. We have got hard heads put on because we know the kind of a person we are dealing with. But he must leave good Samaritans alone. He must, in actual fact, be thanking the good Samaritans if indeed he is in government.
Thank you so much, Mr. Wande. Do you have a question for him?
I'm sure kana makatarisa nyaya e ma general aya mana anonzi abva ku arikubviswa ku ku army kuda pamwe vachapiwa zvinzvimbo mabasa ku murumende chamunoona chiri kuitika pachi
zvandinoona zvakawanda chekutanga ndechekuti zviri so obvious kuti ma generals are in the first place wakaitwa overpromote. In other words, what I'm saying there kuti one waka promote kwa pasina vacancies. Ndeche kutanga. Chechipiri ndeche kuti wana mnanga kwa wane hurumende yao washaya kuchuo na manje kuti wano waita se there are various other things. One, if you look at my generals haya waka angari kunzi aitwa retire but wana kuposti of foreign affairs. You begin to say to yourself, foreign affairs, natural, do you achieve foreign affairs? You don't think it. Because what else are they going to be doing in foreign affairs, apart from being diplomats? But if you look at Wananya Nikayaramba, Wana Sanyatwe, Wana, all those other Ningiriki, they are far away from being diplomats. So what are they going to be doing for foreign affairs? Watch.
Mataura mchiti pakaitwa promotion pasina mabasa. Munoreveka mchidaro?
Nekuti mu defense forces mune inonzi establishment. Saka usati watiwa rengi itwa unofanira kunga uru zikana kutuzata kupa rengi ii uchanono senza papi. Saka zinoita wanwe zanu PFI wanongo promota wano nekuti wari kuda they are desperate ye nekuda kuona ni support kubwa ku military kubwa ku defense forces saka kungo piwa ma rank but kana wazo piwa rank kuti manje rank yako unoisenzesa papi pacho the papi basa romo ita nderiti what is your correct appointment in other words wanu wari kupromota but without corresponding appointments
asi imini munofungei nikuwa nda kurikuita vya mauto murumende.
You know, kudai kwanga kurikuti mauto haya. Ini ndiri muto kaiti. Asi kudai kwanga kurikuti mauto haya. Ano piwa zine kukozira kwa wakaita. Zinu zao ne unyanzi wao. Tingada iti chiti zimeni vengu wa wano awaru kwa kuno basira kuti urumende ifande sakanaka. Chirikuti ne sandeche kuti mauto haya. Warikupinda muhurumende awa chiri kuwanetsa ndechekuti wanhu warikuendeswa kwavasina unyanzi nawo saka zvinotiita wari kuzvinotaura kuti chii yamilitary government
aiwa vamuchekwa murambe muri ipapo tiri kudzoka kwamuri muchinguva chishomanana Dube yes Mr. Mchekwa says that his concern mostly has to do with the promotion where there are no vacancies in existence. And he's also worried about the issue of just random promotions where military people are taken and given jobs in areas in which they don't have any expertise. So those are the two concerns that he's talking about.
Yes, and then on Facebook we've got so many people that are actually watching us right now, and they include Mthandeni Mkobisi Chibale uti lami mbukele ke mfowethu Dube kuzobuya njalo uLesidi Moleya uti sikhona lapha sebotshwa kumbe zama ukuthi kula Botswana kuzobuya ke uBusani Mbuso Ntini uti lami mbukele Dube Abraham Ncube polite kwakuba Maphosa Sehli Majamela Ngeleza la uti ngikhona khona besitikini. Kuzobuya ke kuVio Studio 7 kulo bantu abanjengo Boaz Jaguru who's in Haveron, then Stanley Tizora, Noel Maphosa, uti sonke I'm watching you guys live. Then kuzobuya uThando Ntokozo uti lami ngikhona. So ke siyathaba kakhulu ukuthi likhona khona phesitikini. Kuthi lesitshele phela ukuthi likubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe lifake le nombolo zenu khonapha kwenze isiqoqene sibanenge. Ngiyabona sibili liyangena sibili stikini. Now going back to Mr. Mutsekwa. So Mr. Mutsekwa, the promotion of these guys or promotion or demotion of these guys, you know, They are literally going out there in the world to actually represent Zimbabwe. But if you look at Major General Douglas Nkaharamba, he has been in the army and has been very controversial in terms of what he has been uttering. And, you know, at one stage, he said he was a ZANU-PF activist, yet he was in the army. When you look at Sanyatwe, you know, you still remember the fiasco over the shooting of people in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, will these people make an impact in terms of the re-engagement policy that Mr. Mnangagwa is embarked upon? Are you there, Mr. Msekwa?
We are confronted with. Mm. Firstly, if you have got to transfer or promote or post people to foreign affairs, those people must be diplomats. And diplomats, as the word says. Now, if you look around those generals that have been retired and are going to be posted into foreign affairs, mm-hmm. none of them would ever be called a diplomat. Firstly, you talk about Major General Nkaharamba. Mm-hmm. It's common knowledge here in Zimbabwe that apart from him interfering with operations of the civilian sector whilst he was still in the army, mm-hmm. he is one person actually who failed to be on the side of the people here in Zimbabwe. That's one person who is properly ZANU-nized, that he has got no respect whatsoever in the international community. So how do you then pose that kind of a person to be a diplomat?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and correctly, as you also mentioned, you know, President Mnangagwa has been on the loudest voice ever to say to everybody who care to listen that he's on the diplomatic offensive and he wants to make sure that he engages the international community. You don't even engage when you're using people like Wadani Kayaramba because you're wasting everybody's time. The same thing goes for Major General Sanyatwe. You know, I loved Major General Sanyatwe appeared before the Monsanto Commission, which was investigating the goings-on of 1 August last year, you know, the shooting that took place here in Harare, in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And you know one thing that he said that surprised everybody? That mm-hmm. time he was still a brigadier, and the brigadier is a high-ranking officer. And do you know what he said?
Mm-hmm.
He testified under oath and he said that if a soldier wants to shoot in the air, well, you take a kneeling position. Now, everybody knows that's nonsense. You know, from basic training, and I'm a mm-hmm. soldier, from basic training, you know if you want to shoot in the air, you stand up instead. Mm-hmm. If you kneel, all you're doing, you're targeting a person, you're targeting somebody who is also fairly close to yourself. So mm-hmm. that's a major general now, who now, after having gained that kind of notoriety, or rather, after having given that kind of evidence before a commission, a serious commission, and then you pose that person, you wanted that person to represent the country
mm-hmm.
as a diplomat, you need to choose your best foot that you put forward. These people are not material for that.
Thank you so much, and well done there. I think we've got 2 callers. Let's go over the callers very quickly. We've got Vusumuzi Kuboni. Hey, Baba, Vusumuzi Kunjani.
Is
your pillar cool? Yeah. I want you to know what you want to know.
Hey, umema mo ama sanctions, no manje. Bonke laba abantu abasemajele athi bebhikisha lapho ngaphandle. Kusho ukuthi amazwe omhlaba asuke ebhekile ukuthi lezi zinto zonke zenzakala kanjani nangendlela aluthethe ngayo lolu daba. Yabona.
So,
ngoba.
Yeah, come on.
Nala abantu abalithayisile lapha abangamasotsha ethi abayimela izimbabwe ngaphandle. Ngoba la abantu bangamasotsha okuqala and futhi angicabanga ukuthi lo msebenzi bawufundele kahle kahle. Bamani bakhishwa nje laphana ngenxa yinto zokuthi batshele ukuthi bazokwenzani. Kodwa ngicabanga ukuthi ngabantu mpela bayifundele lo msebenzi wokuba ngamanqisa.
So wena uthi bona bazumbhobho kuphela?
Hayi, angicabangi ukuthi khona ngoba umuntu uma ezoba yinxusa ubakhona izifundo azaziwa, hayi ukuthi uvesane ukhitshwe nje ku-ani uvesane ungene ebunxuseni. Ayi, angicabanga ukuthi ngumqondo omuhle fa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa ke mfowethu, sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ungayikatshana ume kancane. Sizama ukuthi sitshele abantu ukuthi uthini. So what Mr. Maseko is saying is that these generals are not too trained or well trained to actually represent Zimbabwe in diplomatic circles.
Mm-hmm.
So he says at the end of the day it may be just a misfit for them to go out there and represent Zimbabwe. So ekugcineni ke baba Maseko ubona kanjani pho kumele kuyekelwe yini ukuthi bathunyezwe abantu la lapha bakhona.
Ukuthi banjani?
Ukuthi bahambe lapho kumele bayikhona. Ukuthi bayemele ilizwe leZimbabwe.
Hayi, angicabangi ukuthi bekufanele ukuthi kukhitshwe. Ikakhulukazi njengoba manje njengoba sibhekene nje ukuthi ama-sanctions azozosayina futhi ukuthi kube nabantu abangena kuma-sanctions. Babuye ba futhi baletha amanye amasosha kwamanye amazwe. Kuyokusho ukuthi nje laphana nje kusuke kuwukuthi nje baqhube i-agenda ye-politics. Akukho nje ukuthi kusuke kumele akabi ibizwe ngempela. Sekuqhutha nje i-agenda ye-politics. Angicabangi ukuthi ikhona into abasazoyenza. Nokuthi nje bathole nje into abangazenza nalokuthi nje benze isiqiniseko sokuthi akekho umuntu ophuma endleleni ku-ZANU-PF ephathini. Kodwa angicabangi ukuthi kungumqondo omuhle ngoba ngempela le nto esibhekene nayo sibhekane nenkinga enkulu manje amasosha nakhona nasezikhundleni uma ngabe lokhu kungena amasosha kuphuma amasosha ngalo mpila. Lokho nje kungahambi kahle ngoba manje abawufundeli lo msebenzi mabane bathathe nje bathathe bafakele ukuthi ngabe baqale mhlawumbe baretire kwaba yisikhathi eside kwayimali besebebakhipha.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke. Sibongela kakhulu baba Maseko. Yes, wakulu. So we've got Joe Bernard and Mr. Richard Moyo. So start with Joe Bernard.
Yeah, Mkoma Bernard Makadigo.
I want to know what I should say.
Murikupi?
Murikupi, Botswana, Francis Town.
Murikupi, Francis Town. It's about 3 years ago, so we're in Upanganya, Trukuta, or nothing.
Sisitari sa Urimende, ZANU-PF. Ihurumende yakararamira mune zvinhu zvine utsotsi kubva kwese kutanga kwayo kusvika pairi nhasi. Ngatitarisei kuita kwemasoja aya kubva 1983 kusvika 87.
Taura henyu.
Tichitarisa nhoroondo yedu kubva 1983 kusvika 87 kushungurudzwa kwevanhu vanotaura chirudzi chechindevele vari mukati mebato rezapo uyeze tingati ivo vamunangagwa ndiyo nyakuronga umunhu ese uyu kuitwa kwawo kubva 83 kusvika 87 ivava mamwe magenerals acho atitaura nezvavo akanga aripo futi arimo achipara mhosva panguva iyoyo. Tobva ipapo 2008 tese takazoona vachiwenga vavo vari mukuru wemauto vachitaura kuti handimbofa ndakasaruta vatsvangirai ani mazona kubudikidza vamunangagwa vataura kuti zoni pamavhoti akanga avhotwa kwaidiwa 50+1 saka tinotaura tichiti hurumende yamunangagwa nemasoja vanhu vamwe chete vanhu vakabatana uyezve vanhu ava havambofa vakaregedza tsika yavo tochitaura kuenda kwavo kwavari kuda kuzoita kunzi vava kuda kunoitwa kuti vashandire vari semadiplomati. Hapana chinhu chiri diplomatiki pamusoro pevarume ana Sanyatwe, nyika yaramba naana Chedondo. Hapana chinozivikanwa nevakuri vava ende uyezve nemabasa ese avakabata vari munomu pakupfurwa kwevanhu pagore rakapera muna First Octobers. VaSanyatwe vakabuda paTV apa vachitaura vachiti ivo musoja akanga akapfugama aida kupfuura 45 degrees angle. Iriniwo ndozoti kuve vanotaura vachiti 45 degrees yengo tinoziva kuti kana tikapfuura hairambi yakamaintaina position yainoramba iri inoramba ichidii inoramba ichidzika pasi. Saka ndiri kuti vakura vakavava tiri kutambisirwa nguva yedu hapana chinozivikanwa vanhu varida kubviswa kumauto varida kuzodzoswa kuti vachinyatsopinda full time mupolitics chaizvezvi.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru nemashoko enyu. Yes, he's making observations that ZANU PF has always been against the Ndebele speaking people, and he gave the indication of ZAPU, for example. But his point that he's trying to bring to the fore is that all these generals were in the military, were in the army when the Gukurahundi fiasco, the massacre was committed. So you know he doesn't expect anything better from them because they already have shown their full colors, and he's not amused about this transfer of the military into civilian positions. So that is his point now.
I think we have to announce that we actually invited ZANU-PF officials to, you know, join us today, but the numbers are not going through. I think maybe the numbers are having some challenges.
Yeah,
so hopefully we are going to get them, right?
I wonder if it's deliberate. They don't seem to be very forthcoming to expand some of the positions.
Yeah, let's hope we are going to get them. Yeah.
Yes, let's hope so.
Yes. We've got Richard Moyo. Can you take him?
Makadi Nikova Moyo, Reverend Pastor Moyo.
Sanona ninjani?
Ah, watipo magadi enyu.
I was corner.
Yeah, akutsho baba. Yeah, akutsho baba ukuthi.
Oh, ungathanda ukukhuluma namhlanje.
Yeah, so wena ubona njani konoku okuthwa ama generals lawa ase retireiwe. So kumele bayamela ilizwe leZimbabwe kwamanye amazwe.
The way ngibona ngakhona ne baba Dube. Kune plan lana the way ngibona ngakhona ubaba u president I think kuna abanye abantu bamutshelile ukuthi the way kungakhona mawufuna wena uzuze lapha esihlalweni ukuso lesi kufanele ukhipha abanye izinduna lezi amasonja amakhulu uzinikeze mhlambe eminye imisebenzi. So the way kungakhona la izinduna zamasoja ungathi ziyajabula ukuthi sesinikeze omunye umsebenzi, mara the way ngibona ngakhona ungathi kune plan inova idraft bayidlalele lapho ukuthi thana abantu abalabo mabayeka ukuhamba ngokuhamba the way ngibona ngakhona ilizwe liyenza ngakhona ngibo babalabo bazokhona ukuba nenye plan the way kuyenzekile kusikhathi lesi saka o president ubaba Mugabe. So that's why ubona ngakhona ukuthi banyikeza laba bathi ba retire sibanyikeze bakhambe bayosebenza kunamanye amazwe njengama ambassador uhlakaniphile ukuthi uzonyikeza abanye abatsha amasoja amanye amatsha ukuthi azilezinduna ngithi basesilambile labo. So ma umuntu ma angena esihlalweni ma asalambile angeke uzoyenza the way upresident afuna. So sokuthi labo baba bangajabula ukuthi sokuthi sinezinye isihlalo even imindeni yabo ukuthi ziyakuphi kuphi, mara the way kungakhona kune plan the way ubona ngakhona upresident une plan kuna bantu bamutshelile no ma the way kungakhona elizweni ubona amasoja ayenza so kufanele ukhiphe izinduna zakhona ezinkulu ma wazikhipha uzinyikeze eminye imisebenzi and even nalapho babafaka khona angeke basurvive banosebenza maybe isikhatshana, mara the way kungakhona bafuna ukunyikeza abanye la batsha ukuthi bakhone ukumsapota bakhone ukujamana esonge isikhathi iyo ngibona ngakhona. And futhi enye into upresident sala khuluma athi into le yenzekile ukuthi abantu bangene esitalatweni njalo iplani yokuthi bakhona bafuna ukumkhipha esihlalweni the way ngibona ngakhona SID ni vele ukhulumile iqiniso ngenxa yokuthi the way abantu bakho banjengisele esitalatweni vele abantu bathe intengo seyadura njalo mara uba right ngenxa yokuthi vele abantu the way bakwathile ngakhona the way bangona ngakhona abantu abaningi abasafuni ngenxa yokuthi abanye abantu abaningi abana izimoto njalo banongenela khonoko, mara the way akhulumile ngakhona indefa leyo ukuthi abantu vele bafuna umgethi le iqiniso indefa leyo.
Ye, siyabonga kakhulu ke baba Moyo, wathi nakusasa
siyathokoza kakhulu uNkulunkulu abe nani lapho
nabalala.
And futhi into yokugcina wena ngingakakhambi baba, ngifuna ukutshela izizalwane zeZimbabwe lo mhasho lo lapho bakhona sazi ukuthi isikhathi lesi imvula yana khulukhulu lana kuSouth Africa eLimpopo laphaya sithi kuna abantu baseZimbabwe bacaphele umfula leya Limpopo ugcwele khulu amalanga la abantu bayo bangaye bangakhrosi umfula bayise kancane ma wanganamapassport bangakhambi izinto abafana nasedide esikwalakwala nalapho kubatho komafofu ukomama Maria njalo
naboda
pass umfula ugcwele khulu. Siyathokoza khulu uNkulunkulu abe nani kunabalaleli bonke. Amen.
Sibonga kakhulu ke mfundisi ungathi nakusasa. So,
thank you so much.
So, Pastor or Umfundisi is saying a lot about, you know, the mistrust that exists maybe between Mr. Mnangagwa and his generals. So he says maybe it's a way to preempt some kind of something that was, you know, being cooked behind the scenes. Maybe something to do with the coup or, you know, or maybe to neutralize these generals. In a way, he says these generals may not survive for a long time outside the army. So he says they may have been very active and doing a lot of stuff, but now when they're out there, they'll be a little bit neutralized. So he says maybe Mnangagwa will bring in some yes men. You know, new generals cannot not always think of other things except that, their positions.
That's what I'm getting here from Mr. Muzimuwe. We're saying that all this that we are seeing is just preparation in case Chiwenga and Siusiso Moyo step aside in some way or other, and that all the junta is being retired into government political positions to keep Zimbabwe under a transitional leadership. He says that we must remember that these were General Siusiso Moyo's first words when he took over as Minister of Foreign Affairs.
People
are looking at this and giving totally varied interpretations of these actions that we are witnessing from the government these days.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Wandi. So we've got Tembani Chiani lapake ku Facebook, Palacity, Zimbabwe ngeke ilunge ngendlela okufaka ngayo amasosha kuhulumende. Awukho umehluko abazawenza, yikufakana nje ukuthi bengalambi. Ubusani Mbuso Ntini says, one will assume these generals will be posted to countries already friendly to Zimbabwe, that is Russia, China, Belarus, and others. So that is according to Mr. Busani Mbuso Ntini. Then umnumzana JP TK Jabulani Tandega, uthi shame kakhulu okwenziwa ngumongameli, kakwazi ke akwenzayo. So siyabazwa abantu bakhuluma. Do you have any person there who has commented?
Yeah, we have Hamilton Chida, who says a soldier shoots in any direction from any stance. He is not clear as to what exactly he is referring to. And Faith Cutler says that this says a lot about Mnangagwa's disastrous term as president of Zimbabwe. Then Gages Muta says, changing diplomats without changing the behavior will take the country nowhere. ED killed civilians. Oh my goodness. He is guilty of human slaughter and not respecting human rights.
So maybe we can also include the word alleged.
Alleged, yes. Yes. Then Brian Mshanduri says Mukuru Wedu Ave Kurasika Kubatsira Vaka Shungurudzwa Pakuratizira Paka Itika Akuna Kuipa Mashoko Mukuru Wedu Aripache Nakuti Hanei Nekozero Zevanu. Brian here is concerned about the vindictiveness apparently of the head of state who wants to punish those people, the doctors and the lawyers who assisted the people who were facing an emergency during those demonstrations.
Yes, and then we've got Frank Lemp who says Zimbabwe is going nowhere as a country. The international community is doing nothing to help poor Zimbabweans who are being mistreated by the ED government. Then we've got Rapsek Chimera, who says, I'm watching you from Tete Province in Mozambique. Then Manimanzi says, I'm watching you live, guys. Keep up the good work that you're doing. You'll be rewarded one day. Thank you so much, Manimanzi. Then Emmanuel Nyakonda says, ET is totally clueless in terms of what he's doing. And then we've got our third guest, right? That is Chief Chirandu, a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Chief Chirandu, welcome to the program. Thank you so much, Mr. Wande.
Magadi niko wachirandu.
Ah, ndi vai tikanzani.
Ai vatirinani izvi. Tibatsirei wone pfungwa dzenyu munozviona sei?
It's quite appalling. When I read about this in the afternoon, I only asked myself with the where exactly are we going? What's wrong with the leadership, if we have any? Because basically, if you look at the people that are said to have been retired in order to take up diplomatic roles, let me start with Anselm, Major General Anselm Sanyatwe. We all know that he is popularly known as the 45 degree angle Major General. He presided, he ordered and presided over the tragic killing, shooting of defenseless civilians on the 1st of August 2018. And we see such an appointment being made by somebody who believes it is in his sober senses to make such appointments of four generals, probably retired for some reason. I don't know whether it is a real retirement or not, or it's just a smoke screen. I'm not sure. Basically, I want to start with the definition of a diplomat. Right? A diplomat is somebody who can be sensitive in dealing with others and who can achieve peaceful resolutions and facilitate discussions. A person who doesn't take sides in a fight and who instead helps others to resolve their differences as an example of someone who is diplomatic. But if you look at this Anselm, he defended during that commission. We understand there was a commission which was instituted after the killing of civilians on the 1st of August 2018. He was so determined to try to defend the actions of the soldiers who killed people, civilians, defenseless civilians, hapless civilians, and he wanted to justify the actions so taken by the soldiers in a way that would probably exonerate their actions. You know, it's really bad. It's really bad. You spoke of 45 degrees, where the soldiers were firing at 45 degrees, which is not true anyway. We know we've been in the system. There is no reason. There was no way the civilians could have been shot right in the back when the soldiers were firing in the air, maybe at 45 degrees. That was a fact. That was a mockery. But we see today somebody being said to have been retired in order to take up a role as a diplomat. This is a shame. We also let me talk also. The second one I want to talk about is Douglas Ngiaramba, Major General Douglas Ngiaramba. We all know in 2002, he helped the MPF to cling on to power. He helped to rig the elections in 2002. If you all remember, he was said to have been retired by that time in 2002 when he was the chief elections officer of EFC, the Electoral Supervisory Commission, then before it became burnt. So he was the chief elections officer. Where he then worked hand in glove with others like Utuinesilaiguana to win the election in 2002 in order to keep ZANU-PF in power. And today we are saying we have a diplomat in the form of Douglas Ngiaramba. This is a pity. We don't know where we are going. I think we have lost our moral compass completely, especially when we talk about the president himself and even the vice president and whoever is involved in the appointment of such people.
Mm-hmm.
I also want to talk about Martin Chedondo, the third one, Major General Martin Chedondo. I don't know much about this Martin Chedondo. He has been on the quiet side of things, but all I know is just, well, I know you know the Sangoma, used to consult because he's a Sangoma. Anyway, we cannot really talk much about this. Then Air Vice Marshal Shumba Yaonda, I don't know much about this, but his only fault or his only case is the fact that he is part of the bandwagon. He is a member of a rogue system. That's the only way I can say he is also vicariously liable for all the ills that are going on in our country.
Now looking at the retirement of these generals and their pending deployment to some nations, so, are soldiers actually trained in diplomacy, or these ones are going to get some kind of reorientation? So, but are they going to do a good job? Or, you know, if you are trained to be a diplomat, you can naturally do sometimes a good job even if you're a soldier, right?
It would happen. Yes, it is very possible, you know, because our training involves a lot of things. You know, and the diplomacy is also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, we are looking at a different a different scenario altogether, where our system, our military is not professional. Because somebody, a diplomat is somebody who is professional. But we are looking at an army, a military organization, a defense force, which is very unprofessional, which is not impartial. People who are not really there to stand for, you know, to defend the nation, to defend the civilians, because the role of a military person is to defend the country and the people. You know, because you can't just defend the country that doesn't have people. The people are the ones that constitute the country. You know, so if you are not in a position to know your role, first and foremost, as a military officer, then you are appointed as a diplomat. Well, that doesn't work at all, because what has to come first is professionalism. But we don't have professionalism in our defense force.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, this is misplaced, totally misplaced. We cannot expect them to discharge proper duties of diplomacy in that capacity, looking at the fact that they are themselves not professional.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller, maybe, or we've got Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. He's based in Bulawayo. Baba Moyo, kunjani? Hello, Mr. Moyo?
Yes, ngiyakuzwa tu.
Yes, Baba Moyo, nxa singakhuluma khona kuye okunywe ngubaba uMnangagwa. Othe kumele ujeziswe abantu abanjengani phela okukhanyazani lalithothozela. Ababetshengisela. So uthi khona ukuthi banceda ngakho yikuthothozela phela. Akuphendule kolapho.
Angikholwa kodwa akukwanisa lokho. Nxa esafuna ukubusa leli lizwe, hayi angikholwa. Ngiyabona laphana nje bezama ukuthokozisa abantu bemarandini emareserve. Into yokukhulumela abantu abangakazi umthetho, abangakafundiswa kuhle ngamalungelo abo labantu. Yibo abangakulaleli ukuthi ukhulumane. Ebantwini sisilwa abangqondo, that is nonsense. You just can't do that. We are too many. It's just too many of us.
So
and people, abantu bazondile la. Abantu bayisi ukuthi bazondele yena, bazondele ilizwe ukuthi kalimanga kuhle. Balokhe bemenga ukuthi ngenza into efaneleyo. Akafuni ukwenza le nto efaneleyo. Ugijimisana nabantu uza kwazi njani ukuthi lo nguyowenza lokhu, lo nguyowenza lokhu. Akwenzakali lo, it's not possible.
So kodwa ke
angeka vela kukwanise lokho.
Yeah, kodwa kwethusela khona kuphela kuJohn kini. Yeah.
Yena nguye okumele abe kwazi ukuthi kungaba yikugcina kokubusa kwakhe.
Mhm. Ujongani kolapho.
Ngoba sizakwenza uMvukela. UMvukela uzaba khona lapha dukela. Ayisikuthi kufuna kwabantu, kodwa ukuhlukuluzwa sokube kakhulu kune kakhulu. Abantu sebediniwe, abantu balenjala, izimali ziphelile, zihambile nje. Abantu basebenzela amahhala, basebenzela izimali zikhotha ilebha yayikhothwa nge-US dollar. Kwatshintsha kwangenisa ibhondi, ibhondi langikhona labe labulawa. Abantu balambile, abantu bazontile, ilungelo labo lichaphaziwe la. Njalo abantu babulewe lapha bedutshulwe. Akuna nto ayizamayo, kathi laba babulala abantu ke. Ugijinyelwa abantu ongazakaliki ukuthi balamacala ngeqiniso. Khathi kutshela abantu ukuthi demonstrator kulicala. Akunamuntu owathunga umuntu ukuthi kayetshontsha. Kakho umuntu owathunga umuntu kayetshontsha. Izigezi engalazo zangenela khonapho zathola kunjalo, abantu ababevele belambile basebesona. Kodwa ukuthi bathunywa ngumuntu sinisibili, i-political party kumbe i-organization yamalungelo lawo ngamanga. Njalo umthetho uthi umuntu angaze abulale 200 people uvunyelwe ukumelwa ligqwethe ekhothi.
Ye, siyakuzwa Moyo, sicela ubambe khonapho ke ungakajabule.
Kumele aze abonakale ukuthi ulecala, hayi khona ukuphonga ukuthi ulecala enqulo amanga uyambambela. Wakubona ngaphi khonokho? Kambe yena umuntu omdala sikulobusa ilizwe angama phambi kwabantu akhuluma into enjalo? Lana ngamanjwane lawa.
Hayi, siyakuzwa Moyo, sicela ubambe khonapho ungakajana. So what Mr. Moyo is saying is that, you know, those are empty threats that are being made by the president. He says, you know, if he pushes people too far, Zimbabwe may be soon ungovernable. So he says people have endured a lot of, you know, beatings. People have been suffering a lot. And telling people to protest is not a crime, according to him.
Mm.
Constitutionally, he says people are allowed to stage protests.
Mm.
So he says, you know what, it's enough and people don't like it at all.
Mm.
And at the same time, he says, how about those people who actually killed protesters? What has happened to the killers? You know, I think that's a big question.
It is a big question.
Now we've got a caller. I think let's go for the caller.
Makadine, you par in area po. Hello.
Hey,
I want to nani isu. Tiri kutaura nani uya muri kupi? Yeah. Ti machire una ni funga je yupa ne nyaya za tiri kutaura.
Mufuku chivacha jizi swa ere basa ravo zava piwa kana wakatua zinzibwezi
Aatima zeva kucha jizi shama basa kata sewa ya waka chukundi kana kare Chavo ndicho kukwena kurita kuti nukurewa nyema nukufa pitika na ene kutafi Ndo basa ravo azweza avana kwa wasa mpuchi basa na chukumbisi avana
Naika Aywa, dino tenda shukuru, nema shuko enyu. Yeah, he's very skeptical that they can be taught anything, you know, and do anything diplomatically.
Yeah.
Because they already shown their true colors and diplomacy is not going to come anywhere near these guys.
They believe they're trained, right?
Yes.
So I think we've got another caller. Let's just hear. I think they will put Mr. Mananda.
Jinawa Mananda par nare. Magadi ni kwa Mananda.
Ndiri po magadi wa ndi kwa gadi kwa America ndi timo se mesero hariku chukatasi ya nani wa hariku musha ndi chivo ndi ne urombo shukuru no kura sikibwa kupeni kwa vani waka vari wa
nyamati Chokwandi aywa chitese mwushuka ya aywa chinote nda shukuru
My take on this issue of the reassignment of the three generals to civilian jobs in the diplomatic mission, I just wanted to say it has never been happening in Zimbabwe alone. It is an issue that has been happening to so many countries in the whole world, depending on their credibilities and what they are capable of. What they can do for the country. It is also the discretion of the president if he saw that they deserve to pay. But rather, if there are some obstacles that we see they cannot make it, I think it's for us also as Zimbabweans to correct the mistake, because president as an individual, he is a human. He can also make a mistake. I remember in his time of inauguration, I think he once said, I'm a president of the people. We have to listen to the people. He can always listen to the people. But for us to start by condemning, even if they can be assigned to a diplomatic mission, it's not about it to start in Europe. They might start here in Africa. And from time to time, they are with a standard. Was also observed. That is what I think. I think we need to have a support for the reason beyond that. I think the president is thinking of building also a new military, which is what is the new generation that is coming into the military, maybe back in the early 80s until today. of all those to reward of the aids, Zanda forces and Zipra forces to give them other parties to participate in the regional and continental and worldwide. And that is my take, and that is my observation.
Yes.
We need to support and to see if we can come up with something as Zimbabwe, rather to be always negative.
You mentioned
Let's take us anyway.
Maybe one day. Can you hold him 1 second?
Can you? I have a question for you. Just hold on. Eh?
Yeah, just hold on 1 second. Mr. Mananda, don't go away. Eh? Let's get Mr. Chief Chirandu. Chief Chirandu, are you there on the line? Yeah, Chief Chirandu, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
1 minute. Can you have a quick reaction to what Mr. Mananda is saying? You know, he seems to be saying you guys are just condemning for the sake of condemning these generals. 1 minute.
The problem is these people are coming from a system which we cannot even support.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the problem is. We can't say let's give these people an opportunity. Let's give them a chance. They can do well, whatever. Because where they are coming from is where the problem is. The root cause of the problem is the system from which they are being bred, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where the problem is. We cannot have the situation where they say, no, they'll do good. But, I mean, you can't say, Manawanyoka, I'm a president. Manawanyoka, not a rumba, you put a raya off it. So, it's wrong. What is wrong is wrong, you know.
Yeah, your minute is...
Thank you. We are coming from the wrong system, so we can't support them.
Yeah, your minute is up. Let's have Mr. Moyo, Power Moyo. Unzwile lapho ekhuluma uMananda. Uthi lina elikhulumayo ukuthi liyabonga ukugcona nje ukuthi la ngamasotsha nje benza lokhu lalokhu. Alikhangela ukuphambili phela. Ngokuthi kwakho uMananda.
No, wabona babaduze. Into ekhona lapha ukuthi lapho esivela khona kuniwe kakhulu ngamasotsha.
Mhm.
Kuyakhumbula ngo-2008.
Mhm.
Almost 2000 people were killed. In 1983-84. People were killed by soldiers. Khathesi futhi mhlaka 1 August sokuphela ama-elections. People were killed by soldiers. Khathesi kuma-demonstrations. People were killed by soldiers. Then these people qualified to be diplomats. In which way?
Mm-hmm.
A diplomatic meeting is an honorable job. How do you honor a murderer?
Yeah, mana kwa rapasi kubambu. Sikubambu mlomo. Yeah.
Mungati president vanga vachiterera kuti vanoterera here zvinodiwa navanhu.
Mazvita. Kana wokuterera kwa president unogona kusaonekara nekuda kwepressure yakawanda yehonika. Nzara yaruma mumusha. Vana vanoda kutya. Vana vanoda kuenda kuchikoro. Vana vanoda uniforms. Izozo zvine zvakatarisiwa vana vapa kumupisha vari maofisha kuti vaone kuti vana vavo vawana chikapo vane chiwaio zvinokwanisa kuti vanga vachirarama. Asizve kuti zvimwe izvozvo zvinenge zvichifamba kuti baba havakwanisi kunobudirira kwavanoenda kana kunoshiusha kwavanoda kunotsvaga chikapo, vanokwanisa kuwana tsigiro rwokuti murume uyu zvamunomona akadai tigere naye mumamana medu. Hatina hedu kunge takaonawo chakaipa chaanoita ungo munhu munhu une zvaanoitawo zvinogona kusafadza vanhu nezvimwewo zvinofadza vanhu. Ndo saka ndichigara ndichiti tarisai muone kuzvinova hwande nemi vatikanga
mwegore
ratinozvika pakati petu tichingopopota rigopera tichipopota tabudisei by the end of the day kana tisina kupa purezidendi kana wokuti president, these are the issues that we wanted to do as Zimbabweans. Can't we take this direction? Makaterera wo zvatinoda kuti tione
Then don't put in the guy one of Pamba, Sakapatana Pamuches. Condemnation in a telequator is not going to pay us any price. Irregardless of the painful the Zimbabweans that they are going through, I'm in an undefined situation in the morning. Kana zvese zvakaitika previously hazvifadzi. Hakuna munhu anofarira kana angapembedza upenyu hwatiri kurarama kuzvara nhasi senyika. But ndiri kuti nyika yedu inogona kungochinja sei kana tikatora direction ino hunhu humwe chete. Ende zvinhu zvese zvine reconciliation zvinogadziriswa vanhu vachibatwa nemhosva kuti iwe wakaita ichi, iwe wakaita ichi. Asi tiine one direction nemuono umwe chete. This is my belief, and that is what I think is going to be the case for all of us.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
I think it's very clear there. So let's go straight to Mr. Unfortunately, Mr. Charles Mtekwa dropped off, you know, his phone. So let's go back to Chief Chirandu. So in rounding up our discussion today, so when you hear Mr. Mananda speaking like he's doing right now, that's a ZANU-PF kind of perspective in terms of how things happen in Zimbabwe. So at the end of the day, what's the way forward, you know, for Zimbabwe? Since we are in a fix, Mr. Chief Chiland.
I think, well, we are not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We don't seem to be heading towards a point where we say things are getting better. It seems we are just observing and seeing mistakes being made one after another. Mm. And there is no hope inside where we say today we are talking positively about what is happening in the country. It's all about the wrong things happening. And unfortunately, we have some Zimbabweans who tend to, you know, praise and worship people who are not doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we have a problem. That's our major problem. That our perspective, the way we see things, is actually different. There are people who have a soft stance over wrong things, totally wrong things. And I wonder sometimes you do really you feel hurt and pained that you still have people amongst us who believe it's very unfortunate. Currently, as we speak, we have a disaster in Zimbabwe where mining is illegal. The Makorokoza have been trapped underground. And if you look at the images that are coming from there, these are pre-civilization efforts being made, not by the government, but even by people. People who are just trying, who are contained, who are people, the miners have died underground. We don't see anything. We are in some countries outside Zimbabwe. There was such an incident, would see rescue efforts, equipment having been pulled and brought on site to show that people are in solidarity with the country.
Yes,
but not like that. And you still have people who are supporting a system which has killed people.
Chief Chirandu, thank you so much. See you, Ubabagi, Ubaba Clement Moyo. Boa Moyo, I'm going to 30 seconds. Kubakonapo.
Baba Tuvi. Abantu batuba ngutaba nguti masutoza izani shayishonda. Yino shine na isiyo na lo. Asba zoni. Sana kavena kutisa basapot. Sa kutuza loo nga basapoti. Ati katesi ya suboni chingisi na basapote la yondilenga. Bazi komichini huti nchisi kubula wa wabandu. Wa mochaka nizi mazwa tatisikati wa investigate. Wenzo ama recommendation. Kati mwoni mwoku nandela loku. Mwoku enzo wa mkulu. So, sara nye matinu. Kuchukuti, hapa nita wabula wangabu. Mwaku wabu tini tamande vila langani. Bapinde, bapinde.
Siyabong, ye, siyabong.
Babuja langani.
Hai, iskati tu, ye, iskati tu, Baba Moyo. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening. Mr. Charles Mtekwa of the MTC Alliance. Chief Chirandu, a former captain in the Zimbabwe National Army. Mr. Mananda, our usual, caller. And now he has become a prominent guy here on the show. And then Mr. Clement Moyo, a human rights activist. I wish to say have a nice, nice evening. This is Gibbs Chuba in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Tanono Kawande. Until we get together again on another subject, please take care. Good night.